Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News for today, Monday, May 18. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, Linton wants a clear explanation for Domlec's $14.82 million profit. Guyana's new president takes office, and Asia boat migrants UN disappear over lack of rescues. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
Create your sweet retreat with bed frames, bedroom furniture, and mattresses from Quartz. Shop today and get free gifts with the purchase of mattresses. Plus, enjoy huge savings on bedroom combos and mattresses, and pay absolutely nothing for 60 days when you shop with Quartz Ready Finance. You can support a charitable organization with your purchase. We will donate a percentage of each bedding sale to a worthy cause. So the ultimate retreat can be yours with the best in bedroom furniture and mattresses. Only at Quartz. Bringing value home.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton has issued a call to officials of Dominica's sole electricity company, Domlec, to provide a clear explanation for its 67% profit increase in 2014. Domlec last week reported that despite the global financial crisis, the company was able to rake in a profit of $14.82 million after tax in 2014, compared to $8.8 million in 2013. General Manager Batilia Libla McKenzie told media last week the reasons for the profit include a 2% increase in electricity sales, a decrease in expenses by 11%, and miscellaneous revenue figure of $1.08 million, which was insurance proceeds. The Domlec GM assured consumers that the increase in profit was not based on a rise in electricity rates. However, Linton, like many other Dominicans, are baffled by the company's ability to chuck up a $14.82 million dollars given the current economic climate.
What return on the investment of Domlec does $14.82 million in one financial year represent? We need to know that, because there's talk now about a rate increase, a rate review, a tariff review. Maybe that tariff review now should be anticipated, because you'll expect that Domlec in good conscience would want to take the rate down. But they talk about not changing rates since 2007, and being able to do what they did this year, which on the face of it looks like outstanding operating performance. But yet yesterday, when Domlec took the lights for a number of consumers across the country from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we didn't get it back until minutes to six or close to thereabout, you wonder about the prudence of the management or the operating effectiveness in that regard. So there are questions to be answered. These rates are not rates that the market determines. You know, these are rates that the government sits down and agrees with Domlec in circumstances where it is a protected monopoly. And so the people whom the government serve, they have a right to ask questions and to make recommendations based on what they see happening, especially in light of the statement that, oh, we have not had a rate increase since 2007 or rate review since 2007. That's fine. Well, let's have the rate review. But let the rate review take on board now that, notwithstanding the fact that you have not had a rate review, there are things that you've been able to do to allow you to achieve this spectacular level of profitability in a single financial year. $14.82 million is not chump change, and I'm hoping that the people responsible for that will be adequately compensated.
For yet another year, the National Cooperative Credit Union Limited, NCCU, is reporting that its cooperative model has helped it turn in a commendable financial showing, notwithstanding the economic challenges. In an official statement, the society says it realized a sound growth and increased market share at the end of 2014, with a net loan growth of $23.2 million. Our loan portfolio growth was impressive in 2014, despite the prevailing economic conditions and a competitive market. The portfolio recorded net loan growth of 7.57%, or $23.2 million, resulting in a net portfolio balance of $315 million at year-end. Loan growth was fully funded by member deposits, which grew by $27.3 million, or 7.59%. It stated further, other achievements for the financial year include a notable increase in the society's membership. We welcomed over 1,400 new members, and membership increased by 3.5%. 6.75% to 38,983, and CCU's assets climbed to 438.8 million, up 7.39% or 30.2 million from 2013, fueled by the growth of the loan portfolio and physical assets. Member share capital recorded a remarkable growth of 16.48% or 523,800. Net surplus for the year was steady at 2.1 million. Meanwhile, the financial institution says sharing success with members and communities remain a priority for the company, and as such, 15 scholarships were awarded and a large number of activities, needs, and causes were supported, with significant assistance provided for medical care in 2014. The selection panel of the West Indies Cricket Board announced a 13-member squad on Thursday for a tour match against Australia from Wednesday, May 27 to Friday, May 29 at the Vivian Richards Cricket Ground. Dominican batsman Tyrone Theophil is in the squad. The squad: Leon Johnson, captain; Carlos Brathwaite, vice-captain; Shamar Brooks; Rajendra Chandrika; Roston Chase; Miguel Cummings; Jason Dawes; Shane Dorich; Imran Khan; Makino Mindley; Jason Mohammed; Tyrone Theophil; Jamel Warrican. The team management unit will be named at a later date. The contest will be Australia's sole practice match prior to their two test series against West Indies. Social worker Francis Joseph says Dominica's media has an important role to play in bringing out incidences of child sexual abuse on island. As such, he says media practitioners must begin to specialize in the reporting of child protection matters. In an interview with Q95 News Monday, Joseph stated, "We are asking for the media to begin to specialize in the work of child protection, to understand it, and to have your media houses and workers begin to specialize in the area of family matters, child protection, and understanding the laws." He says he's urging media practitioners to get serious about understanding the nature of these crimes and the areas of society in which they take place. Joseph has called on media to produce documentaries, go out in the communities to create awareness, and educate people on the Convention on the Rights of the Child by putting it into perspective so that society can better understand it.
When you look over the world and some of the cases that I give as evidence and case studies in the UK and other places, the people who have broken that news and brought it to the fore were journalists and newspapers who had an eye on how people are being abused in those areas. In the council, in Rotherham, in the UK, and in many other areas, the media is the one who have taken the initiative and brought it out to the public. Our media here now needs to go out, not only to respond on people like myself and other people who are talking about it, but to go out themselves and do their research, go to the communities, see what's happening, find out what's happening, interview people so they get a feel as well as to what's happening at that level. So we need to compliment the media for bringing it out when it comes out, but we need them also to take a lead, because they have the power and they have the mic that they can encourage people to now come forward, and they can read it, report it, and do some documentary about it by analyzing the situation. So the media, both print media and social media, needs to come out and begin to do that, not only to report it, but to investigate it and do some research.
In more news, 5 days after national elections were held in Guyana, David Granger of the APNU-AFC coalition was on Saturday sworn in as Guyana's 8th president after the Guyana Election Commission, GCOM, officially declared him the winner against incumbent President Donald Ramatar of the People's Progressive Party. However, Ramatar alleged that the election was manipulated in favor of the coalition, which won by a slim majority. During the swearing-in ceremony, Granger said, "I shall be a good president for all the people of Guyana," and called for an inclusionary democracy as the best way to overcome Guyana's division in an effort to reassure all Guyanese, and especially Indo-Guyanese, who vote overwhelmingly for the Triple P. and at least 33 people have been killed in a landslide in Antioquia province in northwest Colombia, officials say. The director of Antioquia's disaster prevention department told local media 20 people had been injured. Heavy rains caused the river Liberiana to burst its banks, triggering the landslide. Much of the village of Santa Margarita, southwest of the provincial capital Medellin, was reportedly swept away when the landslide hit early on Monday. And that's this afternoon's Midday News, but first a recap of the headlines. Linton wants clear explanation for Domlec's $14.82 million profit. Guyana's new president takes office. And Asia boat migrants UN despair over lack of rescues. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.